Hello and welcome to Corn Talk. I'm Cindy Zimmerman. On the phone with me is Gary Marshall, who is Chief Executive Officer of the Missouri Corn Growers. And last week was at the Missouri State Fair. Governor Matt Blunt was in attendance and had some exciting news for corn growers who were there. Gary, why don't you tell us about that?
The governor announced publicly again his support for a statewide ethanol requirement, and this time he also indicated that this was going to be one of his top two or three priorities for the coming year. And obviously, with gas prices at an all-time high, it seems to make a lot of sense to focus on what we can do as a state to help reduce our dependence on foreign oil and help utilize a homegrown renewable fuel like ethanol. So we're very pleased with the governor, and we plan to work very closely with the governor, his staff, and the Missouri legislature as we implement a legislative piece which will require that ethanol be blended in all the state's gasoline. It's just a great commitment by the governor. He's fulfilling his campaign promise to do this, and the timing couldn't be any more perfect.
Now, what are the corn growers going to do to help the governor?
We plan on an all-out campaign to help everyone understand what's going on right now with gasoline prices and the fact that over the last year or so, the big oil industry has had numerous opportunities to utilize ethanol blends, and ethanol always sells at a discount to gasoline. Now, why they're not utilizing this homegrown product and continue to utilize gasoline, that's the big question. We think the answer is because they're selfish. They're motivated by greed. They want more profits. They only want to utilize oil sources, gasoline, because, especially for the big major companies, that's what they do. What we're saying is there is an alternative, and that alternative is to utilize other types of sources of transportation fuels. Ethanol, biodiesel, two great examples of that. We can utilize these products, reduce our dependence on foreign oil, get an enhanced performance for our automobiles because these are superior products, and help clean up the air all at the same time.
Now, we've been seeing these gas prices go up, and we assume that it's not like, well, they're having a bad gas year and they're having a gas drought or something, but we are having a situation here with the corn crop because of the lack of rainfall. You hear some people say, well, what happens in a bad crop year if we go to ethanol? How would that affect the supply of ethanol?
Yeah, that's a fair question, and the answer is that if you look nationwide, even though we're having a drought here in parts of Missouri and parts of Illinois, we still have one of the largest corn crops in history. Even in the state of Missouri, where we are suffering a severe drought, or have been, in central Missouri and in northeast Missouri, according to the USDA, we're still going to have the fifth largest corn crop in Missouri's history. And that's because we're planting more corn. And all you have to do is look at corn prices. They're in the pits right now. And that's because we also have extremely large carryover stocks. So it's not affecting at all the price of corn or the availability of corn for the ethanol industry. It's just a non-question.
What kind of support do you think you're going to get in the legislature for the ethanol initiative announced by the governor?
You know, Congress in Washington, D.C. recently passed an energy bill. It took a lot of time and a lot of effort to get that legislation passed. Here in Missouri, I think we're going to see a difficult time because the oil industry is going to oppose it. And as everyone knows, the oil industry is the wealthiest, most entrenched industry in the history of the world. But in the end, you know, the governor is supporting this, the legislative leaders are supporting this, with consumers looking at the highest gasoline prices in history. Anything that can be done to help lower gasoline costs to consumers is going to be welcome. This certainly will do that. So we expect tremendous support out of the legislature, and with the governor's leadership, we're going to work with him. We're going to pass this.
With a lot of grassroots support from the corn growers in Missouri as well. Thank you very much, Gary Marshall, the CEO of the Missouri Corn Growers. And with this week's Corn Talk, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.